Sister Joanne, can you come up here, please? I didn't know what she had to say tonight, but I just knew. Glad you showed up, because that would have been silly if I would have thought you were going to say something tonight. But yeah. I just felt like she had something to say. She said she's got some scriptures on her heart.
Yes, amen. I want to encourage us tonight. First of all, you don't need to worry, right? God hasn't changed. He hasn't changed. And his love never fails. And every second, every microsecond, he does not fail. He doesn't. Yes. That's the truth. So Isaiah said that this was going to happen. He said, "Arise, shine, for your light has come." Has our light come? Yep. He came and he said, "We're the light of the world," yep. Right? The glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Behold, darkness will cover the earth. So amen. Look, it's happening. Woohoo! Darkness is covering the earth, and deep darkness the peoples, right? But what's going to happen? The Lord is going to rise upon you, and his glory is going to appear upon you, Lord.
Yes.
We just pray for your light to appear on your church, not just in this nation, but in every nation, Lord, and that your glory would appear upon us, Lord, that your glory would appear upon us, so that the world could see you in us. You are our glory, Jesus. We ask that you would appear upon your bride before you come, Lord, and that people would see you and run to you like this woman at Crisis Pregnancy Center. Hallelujah. Yes. And then I need to read this to encourage our hearts. This is also true. Why are the nations in an uproar and the peoples devising a vain thing? The kings of the earth take their stand, and the rulers take counsel together against who? The Lord, and against his anointed, saying, "Let us tear their fetters apart and cast away their cords from us." He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord scoffs at them. Then he will speak to them in his anger and terrify them in his fury, saying, "But as for me, I have installed my king upon Zion." Listen. This doesn't take an election. This is the Jesus is installed on Zion. God did it, and no one's going to change it. So put your hope in that king, please. Not in Trump or Biden. Put your hope in Jesus. He's our king, and that's not going to change people, right? Okay. Amen. So I have installed my king, God says, upon Zion, my holy mountain. I will surely tell of the decree of the Lord. He said to me, "You are my son." This is Jesus. "You are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me and I will show." This is Revelation, right? "I will surely give the nations as your inheritance, the very ends of the earth as your possession. You will break them with a rod of iron and shatter them like earthenware." So Jesus, we know this is going to happen. We know this is in Revelation. We say, yes, come, Lord Jesus. Come, let it just come and have your way. Lord, have your inheritance of all the nations. And then it says, "Now therefore, O kings," that's us, right? We're kings and priests to our God. So it says in 1 Peter, "O kings," you, us, all of us, "show discernment. Take warning, judges of the earth. Worship the Lord." Yes, Holy Spirit, Lord, keep our eyes on you. What does Colossians 3 say? Fix your eyes on the things above, not on the things that are on earth. For you died, everyone, we have died. Our life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, we will appear with him in glory. So worship the Lord. That's what we should be doing right now, right? With reverence and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, right? Yes, it says, "How blessed are all those who take refuge or put their trust in him." You are blessed. Lord, I pray you help us to just keep our eyes on you. Me too, God. I need this prayer too. Lord, help us. You said when we're weak, we're strong. Your strength is made perfect in weakness. God, we're weak. We're weak. We're so tempted to worry. But Lord, we just pray you make us strong in having eyes glued on heaven in these days. In Jesus' name.
Yes. Amen. 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 That'll preach, sister. Man, that's good. That's good. Doc, if you want to come up here. Yeah, I that Psalms 2 has been on my heart this week as well. And man, just that attitude of laughter that the Lord has. The Lord laughs, he scoffs, because he knows that the days of the wicked are numbered. We might have that type of joy.